This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions section of our show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group of Long and Foster. If you've missed our episodes in the past, you can find us on Spotify or iHeartRadio by searching Seniors Solutions and on our website at ericstewartgroup.com. Multiple contract scenarios. We have had quite a few over the past month. Helen and I just had multiple contract scenarios on two homes. I had one in Alexandria. She had one in Chantilly. Our team is very active across the Metroplex. The time's come to sell and you're listening to the show and thinking, hey, I'd like to interview them as one of my three brokers and see what they can do for us. Call us today. 800-900-9104 is our toll-free number. And just leave a message there. We'll get right back to you again, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com and submit your information. So Helen, I put a house on the market on Governor's View Lane in Alexandria, and we had four offers on the property. And what made this such a magical sale, the property was listed at $900,000, which was above recent comparables for homes of that size in that neighborhood. But this was in a particularly nice spot and had nice upgrades. And the seller, who is a retired military, great guy, he did exactly what my advice was in terms of staging and preparing the house to go on the market. We put it up. We generated tons and tons and tons of traffic, and we ended up getting four offers on the property within 8 days. And the way we structure that is we put it up on a Thursday, and we wait until the following Tuesday to look at offers. And this way, we protect our sellers from getting something less than the asking price or less than just asking price, which is important. Getting your house on the market and putting it on the market and getting full price can feel great until you realize, I could have maybe gotten more if I just waited a few extra days. So that's why we like to give ourselves 6 days on the market before we review offers and then decide if, in fact, the interest is there to support a higher ask. Well, we got 900, we got another 900, we got a 911, we got a 906, and we got a 925. Okay, that's all great. My client is thrilled. He's thrilled about getting a 925. But because of how we handled, and we created a spreadsheet to explain all four offers, and we called each one of the agents to say, I've got two offers, once we had two. I've got three offers, just so you now know that you're competing against two more. And then when I got the fourth one in, I called all the agents back and said, now we've got four offers now, telling each one of them, building a certain degree of stress in the other real estate agents and their buyers. That's a little bit intentional because I represent my seller. Okay. And I want the buyers to think about the fact that they're competing. And I want them to understand if you've got four people who are competing for the property, that's pretty darn desirable. And Helen, you had one in Chantilly. You had four offers too, right?
I did.
So you, like me, we created a scenario by creating some degree of stress that would need to have resolution. I call it being on the edge of the razor blade. You know, the razor blade is really thin, and you can only be at the top and tip of that razor blade for a very short period of time before you fall off. And buyers get up emotionally to that point where it's so uncomfortable, and they become so afraid, I'm going to lose the house I love, and when is the next one going to come up, and that kind of thing. By creating that stress, two of the buyers duked it out. Ultimately, we ended up at $936,000. And the way it got there was through stutter steps of increases in pricing through an escalation clause. Now, if you don't know what an escalation clause, let me explain this briefly. Helen, you had your house in Chantilly at $750. I had mine in Alexandria at $900,000. These are listings that we had on the market. If buyers come in, they say, we'll pay you $900, which was the list price, but we'll escalate against the next offer by $1,000 higher up to a cap. Therefore, the buyer is saying, I'm willing to go higher, but I only want to go higher if I have to. And then another offer comes in similarly, and these two escalators duke it out against each other, going to the peak of one of the two escalators, and then the one that goes a little bit higher goes that much higher. But if in the process of presenting, one of the couples comes back, which is what happened, and they increased their cap, and then now they're kind of winning, we don't disclose what the terms of the offers are ever. We never, ever, ever, ever tell one agent, oh, well, you know, come up a little bit more, maybe you'll get it. When we don't guide them, we don't coach them. We just say, give us your final and best offer. You know, if you want to include an escalation clause, that's fine. And we let them know if they've got more competing offers just as a courtesy. But we never lead other agents in knowledge of other people's offers. That's called shopping a contract, and that's an unfair advantage to one party, okay? That would be the one that ultimately wins. And everybody else loses as a result of sharing intimate information about somebody else's offer. We don't do that. We just tell people how many offers there are, give us your final and best. And when the offers are really, really, really close, like $1,000 apart on a $900,000 house, we might push back two of the buyer agents and say, which is what we did, give us your final and best. And they did. And we ended up with our final and best offer of $936,000. And granted, second place winner or loser in this case, who didn't get their name on the mailbox, they would have been very happy to have gone a little bit higher. But unfortunately, when you have an unknown situation, you don't know how high you have to go. And then you have to lose one sometimes for a buyer to learn the lesson. Oh, shoot, I could have gone another 10 and maybe gotten it. Well, these are the lessons that buyers learn. For a seller, we want to get the highest and best price, which is what we did. Helen, you had one, four offers, Chantilly, $750,000. What happened there?
This was a retired couple that had been emptying the house for a long time. They were exhausted. They had already moved out, and they didn't want to do anything more in that house, which had had nothing done since before 1985. So we put it on as is. The lot was great, the neighborhood, the schools, everything was sought after, as they say. We had tremendous traffic, 40-some-odd people in that four-day period, and four contracts. Mm. But there are two important things to it. One of them is that agents came in asking, would they accept $650? The range was amazing.
What did you say when you got that question?
Put it in writing.
Okay. And your point was, is it's not your decision to say what the seller will accept or not. It's up
right.
to the seller. Now, the seller, of course, was going to say no, mm-hmm. but you want to get that offer on the table. Why?
Because you can always work with something when you have it in writing. If
right.
it's verbal, it's no good.
Right. And then what happened?
One of the offers was a cash offer, and it's very, very difficult for a mortgage to beat out a cash offer. It was very close, but ultimately my people said, this would make it much simpler, much easier, no appraisal, no mortgage, nothing to worry about there, and a quick closing. So they did go with that, and they didn't put a dime into the house before selling it.
Fantastic. That's the story, folks. It's about positioning the property. In that case, the one in Chantilly still needed a lot of work. Okay, a lot of aesthetic work. You could put $80,000 to $100,000 into that house. And so lots of people came through and said, it needs too much work. But it was priced to reflect the work that it needed. And the people who didn't want to put the work in weren't going to buy it anyways. But the ones who fought for it recognized, I'm getting the neighborhood, I'm getting the schools, I'm getting the location, the value is there. And as I often like to quote Warren Buffett,
price is what you get, value is what you get, price is what you pay for it.
That was close, Helen. But you got it at the end.
I did.
Price is what you pay and value is what you get. And you sold the value in that property well to get above the asking price for your client and cash. So congrats to you on that.
And the encouraging part for buyers is you don't always have to put that money into the house to sell it.
That's right. You don't always have to put the money in. A little bit, a dollar in to get $2 or $3 back makes sense. We have a discreet process for those of you who are hoarders or maybe are in a very difficult situation, holes in the roof, don't know how to manage the sale, not sure how to approach it, you're frozen. Give us a call and talk to Helen about that. We'll tell you about that if you call us now at 800-900-9104. For those who are afraid of the process, let us guide you through. If you're getting ready to buy or sell, go to ericstewartgroup.com. Check out one of our new listings at 12701 Ox Meadow Drive in Oak Hill, Virginia at ericstewartgroup.com. Well, that's a wrap for another show. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper is meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge for more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.